Yep, you got me.
There you go. Yep, we are now joined by John Hunter Nemechek. I know fifth place is not the place you wanted to finish in tonight, but you do leave Kansas Speedway as the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series points leader, which means you collect $50,000 from Camping World for the road crew for being the points leader. How special is that for you to be able to accomplish that for this team?
Yeah, it means a lot. Everything that Marcus Lemonis does for this sport and the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series is super special. I can't thank him enough, but our guys deserve it. Even all the guys back in the shop deserve it. They've been working their tails off, and it's nice to continue to gain on our points lead. We didn't lose any points to anyone. I think we made it even bigger tonight, so that's a plus. But overall, solid night, solid performance, coming home fifth. If that's a bad day for us, then we're doing pretty good, I feel like. So cool to see Kyle Busch Motorsports get their fifth consecutive win, first time in history. So to have two of those is pretty special. Hopefully we can continue that and go get six. And then Toyota and TRD as a whole, winning all seven races this year is pretty outstanding as well. So we just got to keep up the momentum. We're on a positive note.
Good deal. We're going to open the floor for questions. Our first question is going to come from Bob Pockers. Go with the question, Bob.
Yeah, John Hunter, when they tell you that they put on scuffs, were you like, hey, cool, this is going to be fun? Or are you like, what in the world am I doing? And how in the world is this going to work out?
Yeah, I didn't think that we had the opportunity to win. I don't think Eric did either, from where we were at. If we would have stayed out there behind Kyle, we struggled on restarts all day, fire off speed restarts. Don't know exactly what, but we have some homework to do on that side. Overall, I was all for the gamble, having two wins, being locked in and the points leader, and only whatever it was, 14 or 15 cars on the lead lap. We thought our odds were pretty good. We ran some extra caution laps that I didn't necessarily like. I wish we would have went back to green sooner. I thought we could have had a better shot, but I got to go back and watch a replay and see everything that happened on that last restart. I thought we were going to be one of the ones to beat there on tires. And feel like if we would have had more laps and didn't have that second caution, we probably would have been. But overall, solid performance, and I trust my guys. Have full faith.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Next question will come from Zach Albert. Go ahead with your question, Zach.
Thanks, Matt. John Hunter, through seven races this season, you guys have been, if you throw out the Bristol Dirt race, you guys have been remarkably consistent. Are you guys about where you imagined you'd be about, we're roughly a third of the way in?
Yeah, I honestly didn't know where we would be. We came up with the hashtag gear for win. So we want to win everything that we possibly can. Stages, practice when we have it, qualifying when we have it, races, everything. But overall, it's pretty solid. I don't think any other driver that's running full-time this year has any playoff points other than Ben Rhodes. So it's pretty remarkable. I think KBM has won almost at all the stages except for one, I believe. So we're definitely gaining on it. Just consistency is key. That's what we got to keep doing, keep knocking out. These solid runs, if you throw out Bristol Dirt, our worst finish is seventh through seven races. So that we've actually finished and not DNQ'd or DNF. So I feel like our consistency is there. We just have to continue to put races together, not make mistakes, make the right adjustments. We struggled a little bit on that tonight for that final run. But Kyle got by us. I don't know. It's super neat. Just excited to be here. I'm having a blast. I'm having fun. Smile on my face every week. And that's all you can ask for.
Great. Thank you.
And our final question is going to come from Gavin Dove. Go ahead with your question, Gavin.
All right. Congrats on the run, John Hunter Nemechek. Top five run for you guys today. When you're running with Kyle Busch, like, how much does it help in terms of, like, improving your driving ability against such, like, a top cup driver?
Yeah, I mean, Kyle, luckily, I've been able to beat him twice this year. So we're 2-for-2 now, out of 4. So he has one left. Hopefully we can go steal that one from him and he can be Wayne be 3-for-2 or 3-to-2. But overall, being able to race against Kyle, it's really, really special. I've raced against him for pretty much my whole career in late models, in truck series, Xfinity series, cup series. Anytime you race against him, you're learning something. And for him to be the team owner and driver out here, we actually were kind of debriefing a little bit between SiriusXM and coming over here. So we'll definitely play off of each other. I'm sure that we'll talk tonight, talk next week as well, and figure out how to get better. We lacked in some areas tonight. We're strong in others. And overall, it's a solid performance by Kyle Busch Motorsports. We're on a roll right now. 5 consecutive wins is a pretty amazing accomplishment and something to be proud of.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, John Hunter, thanks for taking the time to join us, and good luck going forward. Take care now.
Thank you. I appreciate it.